Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Those uncomfortable things we do for beauty.
Oof. Ouch.
And when it comes to whiter teeth, same story. Until now. Enjoy Wince-Free Whitening with new Sensodyne Clinical White. You'll get clinically proven whitening technology in an enamel-safe formula for two shades whiter teeth and 24/7 sensitivity protection. Sensodyne Clinical White. A whiter smile without the wince.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Shotgun Wedding is over, but we're just getting started here on Post Show Recaps. My name is Grace. I am, of course, not alone. I'm here with my co-host, Ariel. Ariel, how you doing? We're here in the Philippines. Not Bali, the Philippines.
It's so great to be here. Yeah. You know, just on these islands, there are so many. Oh, my God, gunshots.
So I don't know why that's not a gunshot noise. That's a DJ noise.
Oh, in America.
Wait.
Oh. Too much. I apologize.
Yeah, in Canada, we do not know what guns sound like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All Canadian movies, the guns are like, pew, 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 pew.
If only that were true.
Yeah. So we're chatting about Shotgun Wedding. It dropped, I believe, today. I think I saw it was available last night as well. I don't know what Amazon Prime, I feel like they do that.
I think they might have done
where they
one
drop
of those,
it midnight
like,
GMT.
Yeah, or maybe they yeah. drop like, hey, let's give it to them a little Ooh. Early. You got some buzz going. Yeah.
This is a movie that I do feel like I've seen advertised a fair bit. You know, an unusual one for us. It's a streamer. But it's been a dry January, Ariel. It's very dry. And it is, I think, going to pick up as we near the end of January. I think
it's
cinema.
So dry.
Yeah.
My skin is so dry right now. No, I think in fairness to us, this movie was supposed to release in theaters. And I saw the trailer for the movie.
I didn't know that.
I think it was like probably in the summer or in the fall, I started to see the trailer and I was like really excited about it because I love J-Lo, even though Grace has no idea who J-Lo is.
This woman, she was tremendous. I've never seen her before. She was tremendous.
What a find. Her first role.
Yeah.
And then at some point, I'm blanking now on when it was supposed to come out, but at some point they decided, let's just put it out on streaming, which, you know, is a choice.
There's some stuff that came out. Plane, you and I think, I keep messaging Ariel. I go, Plane was fun. I don't think it's worth covering on Post Show Recaps Theater, but Plane was fun. Gerard Butler just being a superhero. That was kind of, he's not actually a superhero, but
I liked Plane more than I thought I would. And I know I say that dumb statement all the time, but it's absolutely true about Plane.
Yeah. I really liked A Man Called Otto. And guess what? I have Ariel. I have proof that Man Called Otto is a good movie. Do you know why?
Because someone that I respect besides you said it was good.
Yes. Yes. My mother went to go see it and she liked it. I don't know why my mom, who never goes to the movies, decided in January to go see A Man Called Otto.
She's so, like, I have to. I have to go see my guy Tom Hanks because of his incredible performance in Elvis.
I tried to get her to do a double feature of A Man Called Otto and then Skinamarink, and she...
Oh, God. Skinamarink has now become, like, my friend that I saw it with. We're just like, oh, that's so Skinamarink. Like, now it's just, like, a word that we toss around.
Do you mean when there's nothing on the screen for 45 minutes and then they try to scare you? Sorry, that's our review of Skinamarink. So those are the movies that came out in January. They were in theaters, and it just nothing was like extremely piquing our interest. I liked a lot of them, but you know, whatever. And then Shotgun Wedding was coming, and it looked really fun. There's a bit of a rom-com renaissance happening. I would be excited at the end of this podcast for us to talk through sort of our ranking of sort of the big three of the last year-ish, which is Marry Me, which came out I think last February, and then Ticket to Paradise, and now. And now this, I feel like am I missing any bros happen?
I was about to say, I was like, wow, just bros erasure. But yeah, no, I think
talking about these female leads
this past year, J-Lo is so busy. I know. I mean, the woman that stars in this movie, Grace, has been very busy.
I don't know if people know, but there is a viral video that I did not know existed of J-Lo walking in the area where she grew up. And she's like, I grew up here. And this guy's like, who are you? Very funny. If you've not seen it. All right. So Shotgun Wedding, streaming on Amazon Prime. It's a J-Lo again. Great debut. Josh Duhamel. Jennifer Coolidge, Darcy Carden, Cheech Marin. I feel like the big names. Lenny Kravitz. Yeah, rounding out the cast. Kind of like an ensemble-ish cast, very much centered on Duhamel and J-Lo as like the couple. Before we spoil the movie for everybody, let's give our recommendation. Should they see it, stream it, or skip it? Ariel.
I say stream it. You know, I can't use my age-old run to see it because you should run home from whatever other movie you're seeing at the theater to watch this movie because you can only watch it on streaming. I had way more fun than I thought I was going to be. Way more fun than I thought I would, excuse me. And I mean, I knew J-Lo. I knew I would enjoy J-Lo's performance always because I think she has proven time and again that she can do comedy well. But it was just going to be like, it really is hanging on. Is the rest of it too long? Is the rest of it worth watching? Is it funny? You know, and these things that matter in a comedy, honestly, less than like, is there chemistry between the two leads, which I think here is fine. Like, I wouldn't say it's like electric off the screen, but I think they're both charming. Mm-hmm. And I had a blast watching it. I think she's really funny. Jennifer Coolidge in the beginning, I hated, to be honest. Like in the first like half an hour, I was like, is this the worst Jennifer Coolidge performance?
Yeah. Were you
all
waiting
time?
Though? Were you just like, I think all of us were expecting her to come in and be like, oh wow. Oh like, and she's like,
no,
not really. She's like,
it was the
not...
first time that I was like annoyed by her ever, even when she's being like in the universe itself, quote unquote, annoying or like difficult. She's always like funny.
She plays
watch.
Josh Duhamel's mom, which I think is like, and then I was like, is she really like old enough to be Duhamel's mom? I was like trying to do the math on that. And I'm like, because like the idea is that they're like older people. Like,
Hollywood
like,
says yes.
You know, I know it was just a little sad to me that she was getting cast as the mom in the rom-com.
Right, it's true. Like when you compare her to like Sonia Braga, who's like much older and like.
He's only 10 years older than Josh Duhamel. What the heck?
Listen, she had him when she was super young.
Josh Duhamel. Is it Josh Duhamel? I'm so sorry.
I don't know.
I'm so after dark. I'm so.
Just like totally triggered by any mispronunciation.
I know.
I will be honest. Yeah. I don't really say his name ever out loud. So, but I would probably say Duhamel. But I kind of like I like Duhamel. It sounds ridiculous.
Duhas.
Yeah. Duhas. I think. Yeah. So I would say it's definitely worth, if you like J-Lo's humor, her like style of acting, it is very much like her. She is in her element here. And you like rom-coms that are not too serious. It's kind of silly in parts, but I think it was an enjoyable hour and 40 minutes at home. What about you, Grace?
Yeah, I agree. I thought that, like, I looked at the runtime, I'm like, ooh, an hour 40. I don't think we've ever watched a movie and haven't been like, ooh, they could shave some time off. People love movies. People who love movies, we certainly want to cut a lot of movies.
What is more loving towards movies than wanting to watch more movies? And the way we do that is make more time for them by cutting minutes off of other movies.
That is true. I was joking with our friend DM Philly. He's like, what are you up to? And I said, no, I was telling the story about how sometimes when I'm like in a movie theater and I'm about to watch a movie and I don't want to watch the trailer, I am watching a piece of content on my phone. So I'm like watching a movie.
Like Station 11? Like, what do you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be like, yeah, watching a TV show, like something I've downloaded off of Netflix or whatever. And I'm like trying to finish it before the movie starts. Hilarious. Or I pause it and finish it later. I'm right. Known to do that sometimes.
That's just called being efficient.
Yeah, it is. This is my ADD brain that's broken that I can't be not doing something. And so I have to be doing that. Sometimes I'm just listening to podcasts. So yeah, I guess what I'm saying is like you're wasting the time that I could be watching something else. So I agree. I thought it was pretty fun. I do think between J-Lo, I do think Jennifer Coolidge's performance ultimately pans out to be pretty fun. And then I also thought Cheech Marin was fun. I thought Darcy Carden was very fun. It was a little confusing. If you're going to go into this, J-Lo's character is named Darcy. And then Darcy Carden, who's not named Darcy.
My friend didn't know that. So I kept pointing to her, just like, this is so funny because she just said Darcy, but Darcy is her name in real life. Yeah. My friend was like, I can't hear the movie.
Okay. Shh, Ariel. Yeah. You're like, yeah, it's a little long, huh? Right. Can't hear the movie. And Lenny Kravitz, I think, was pretty good. Josh Duhamel, like, perfectly fine. I feel like I was a little surprised to see him because I feel like there was a moment where he could have become this like rom-com guy. I think that was like kind of like, I thought coming out of some of the stuff he was in, I thought that might have been on the cards for him. And then kind of he's not really been in stuff, although I do apologize to Melissa and Kevin. He was in the Mighty Ducks Game Changer season 2.
Oh, that's so, right. Season 2, which I haven't seen yet. Oh.
Yeah. And is he the dad in Love, Simon as well? Yeah, he is. So like he's been in stuff, but not like in this leading.
Oh, right. He's been in the Transformers movies. I knew he had done something.
He's also like, I think he was voicing Harvey Dent in the Batman and like some of these animated Batman movies. Yeah, so like right. He had like a Netflix where he was, is it called Jupiter's Legacy? Yeah, Jupiter's Legacy. So like he's been in stuff, but I kind of thought like him being the rom-com lead, and I feel bad because I'm saying, but he's 50 and I look at who's been in, look who in these past movies, it's J-Lo with Josh Duhamel and Owen Wilson, and then George Clooney and Julia Roberts are who like dominated the rom-com last year. So age, not a factor. But he was perfectly fine. He's good. He's not bad. I feel like I was talking about this the other day. Like sometimes when you see like someone who's really bad, you're like, no, that's really bad. He's just fine. He's just, he's fine.
Yeah. Perfectly adequate.
Yeah. And yeah, it's like very action-y, adventure-y, which is a thing I guess these like more modern rom-coms are trying to do, which is like this. I guess that's not in Marry Me. What am I thinking? Does this happen in Ticket to Paradise? Do they get held hostage?
Well, they kind of no, but they do. They do have like not a heist, but like they're trying to like hide the ring. And there was an element, to that point, I was watching this movie, Shotgun Wedding, and I was like, oh, it's kind of like a spiritual prequel in a way to Ticket to Paradise, or maybe a sequel.
Listen, I think for Ticket to Paradise and Shotgun Wedding, if they're gonna like pay, if Jennifer Roberts and George Clooney and Josh Duhamel and J-Lo, and they're like, listen, you want to film a movie and we'll go to like the Philippines, Ticket to Paradise is set in Bali, maybe that's why,
which
that's
gets mentioned a bunch in this movie because it's close by, so theoretically ignorant American filmmaking companies just be like, just film it in one place, we make both movies.
Yeah, so I do feel like just take your money and go film in some exotic location. Like, that sounds great.
Your scars will have fun. As long as you have mosquito nets and bug repellent, you should be fine.
And this is a perfectly fun way to spend, like, your evening watching Shotgun Wedding on the couch at home. So I would recommend it. I think people should watch it as well. Should I just caveat that it's if you like rom-coms?
We got a caveat. We don't know how to not caveat.
Yeah. 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 All right, let's spoil the movie then. Let's spill the PSRT. So, it's the day before their wedding in the Philippines. Darcy, played by this woman, Jennifer. No, I'm just kidding. Jennifer Lopez, who's looking for her soon-to-be husband, Tom, played by Josh Duhamel, who eventually makes it to the party. He's been doing a lot of DIY stuff because they have declined money from Darcy's dad, played by Cheech Marin. He's super rich, but they declined the money. They're like, no, we're good. We're adults. He's like a former baseball player, current baseball player. Like, no, we'll pay for it ourselves. But they don't have a ton of money. So Tom is doing all this DIY work. He's like working on the pineapple centerpieces the night before. And you get the sense in the movie that it's really Tom who is obsessed with the big glamorous wedding. Darcy's kind of like a little bit annoyed by this, like the extravagance of the wedding. She always wanted a smaller one. And so Darcy's dad is there. He has this new young girlfriend in Darcy Carden. I believe her name is Harriet. Tom's parents, Jennifer Coolidge and Steve Coulter, they're like seemingly like the nice couple there. People seem to think that they have it like together. They've been together for a long time without any problems, which will come up later. And then Darcy's mom is there as well, who's just gets to be amazing the whole movie as this like perfect woman. But Darcy's dad has invited her ex-boyfriend Sean, played by Lenny Kravitz, who sort of like causes some friction. Tom does not love that Sean has arrived at the party. Sean and Darcy very importantly did do some humanitarian work in Bali and sort of have this connection, including a little in-joke with each other that is a translation to what is it exactly, Ariel? I just need you to say it on the bus.
Something about
F your grandfather. I think it's F your grandfather. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Tom and Darcy, you know, Sean showed up. He's really fixated on the pieces of the wedding. Darcy's like annoyed at the wedding. So there's an argument the morning of the wedding. Darcy always wanted a small wedding. Tom thought she had changed her mind. So they've just been, you know, miscommunication. They've been together for 4 years. Tom is super annoyed that Sean is here, and they get in a fight and essentially like seemingly are going to like, they joke about calling off the wedding, but then Darcy's actually like, no way, we didn't invite everybody to like call off the wedding. And at the same time, pirates hold everyone at the wedding hostage. They like descend onto the island.
Classic wedding stuff.
And they demand that Darcy's dad pay them $45 million or else people will start to die. And so Tom and Darcy, who at first are oblivious to the fact that everyone's being held hostage, eventually they start to like fight off the hostages. And this is where most of the movie takes place, in which like Tom and Darcy essentially are like stopping the hostages from taking any, killing anybody, stopping everybody. And Tom eventually learns through some clues. This is very poker face, Ariel, that the pirates are actually not from the Philippines. They must be from Bali because he says the line that Sean says to Darcy and they recognize it. And so he realizes they're from Bali. And then he clues together that Sean has hired the pirates to come to the island and get a ransom from Darcy.
Classic Lenny Kravitz.
He's also dating Harriet.
Crazy Darcy. Twist. Darcy Carden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cannot be trusted.
Yeah, she's evil. So then Sean and Harriet kind of like chase after Tom and Darcy's, like lots of boat chases and like a helicopter. I think they both die, right? Sean and Harriet.
Yeah,
I know Harriet
a pretty cool death. I mean, that sounds horrific to say, but it's just as far as like the action, this movie has like some fun action. I wouldn't call them set pieces, but some fun action moments. Last one I would call a set piece.
His parachute
gets stuck in the helicopter that she is shooting from. And then he spins very quickly around it, gets caught up in the blades, and then the helicopter crashes into the ocean. So I think she's gone.
I think for a sequel to Darcy, we didn't see Darcy.
Ooh, and like half her face is Harriet messed up. And it's like they call her Two-Face.
It's very confusing because Darcy is the name of
J-Lo's character.
Harriet is named Israel Darcy. Yeah. So they're killed. Then Tom and Darcy make up. They have this like, there's this moment earlier when they're trying to like come up with a plan of how they're going to attack one of the hostages. And Darcy says that it's too many steps in the plan. And it, you need to take the step one plan. It needs to have one step. And so they decide like, no, we want it to be married. We love each other. Let's take it one step at a time. The first step being let's get married. They get married and they party all night long in the credit scene. It's pretty fun. I mean, it feels much simpler, mostly because you have to kind of yada yada through like all of the ways in which Tom and Darcy.
Arguments. Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, this is a good place to start actually, because part of the thing I didn't love I was going to say the beginning of the movie, but I kind of don't love it the full movie, mm-hmm. is that Tom and Darcy, they don't really have chemistry. And also the whole point is that they're like fully arguing. And I know that's a part of like rom-coms, but it's mm-hmm. in such a way that feels very outdated in terms of like the kind of love stories we want to see. Like it feels like, I think Darcy slaps Tom before with any of ring. The hostage stuff
Wait,
happens.
So would you call it a rom-con?
Yeah.
No, we would never. No. I mean, clearly I was picking up on that too. I did mention it earlier. Like it's almost like they have chemistry with themselves and they have like charming energy exuding off of them.
Well,
but those
both
energies don't necessarily meet in the middle, so to speak, and or rather kind of intersect in a way that feels completely organic, like you said. But I think even like for my money, J-Lo, like I already said, she's shown us that she's a great comedic actress. Mm-hmm. So for my money, you know, she's the better actress here. Sorry, Josh. But even he, I thought it was perfectly believable, not just that he'd be attracted to her. I'm saying it was perfectly believable mm-hmm. that like he would love her and there was like enough there. It was like just north of they had no chemistry, I guess is the best way, is the most generous way I can put it. Because it wasn't like, for me personally anyway, it wasn't like taking me out of it. But sitting here thinking about it, it's like, well, I didn't really ever think like, wow, like they're meant to be together. Or, you know, I feel the love. It was more just like they're both practical and kind of, or for them to be together seems practical for both of them. So romantic. I'm making it sound so romantic.
Yeah, just what we want from a Hollywood love story is practicality. I think from the moment we meet them, I thought the beginning was a little confusing. Like you almost think that he must be like the ex-boyfriend who's sneaking because he's like in the water and doing all this stuff. And then he's like, he gets to the party and his hair is wet. And then it's like, no, here he is and we're together. And I just felt like almost from the very beginning, it's almost like there was stuff that was cut that they just couldn't use at the beginning of that's much more about like when sense. They were in love, mm-hmm. right? Like, and them being cute together and having these like in jokes and whatever. And like after 4 years to be like, yeah, we should get mm-hmm. married. Let's get married. You know, we've been together, you know, just, it was missing a little bit of the like getting to see them be in love before the stuff causes them. Right. And the weird thing too, which I actually think like, from a movie writing script, I actually like, I don't mind it as much, is that it's not like the wild thing that happens is the thing that pulls them apart and brings them back together. Like that feels pretty common in a movie that like, yeah, being held hostage would be the thing that you're like, you're in an incredibly frustrating situation. And mm-hmm. then you would, your love would persevere and you'd be able to figure it out or whatever. They actually like have the argument, like the whole point of that like scene where she slaps him is that like, it's actually the wedding itself that is giving them the stress that mm-hmm. like, and so it's a little bit weird that like, they just end up sort of getting married the way that they intended. Cause it feels like the movie should be like, let's go elope. Like somebody just randomly marries them or whatever.
Right. I mean, they do this thing where like they try to change the traditional role.
I do like this.
You introduce this idea already, but like he's essentially the bridezilla, and she's kind of the more laid back, just kind of letting him do whatever he wants, you know, person in the relationship. So there is that, like, again, the traditional roles, quote unquote, that men and women play in these kinds of movies are kind of swapped. So I think that's some of like what is simultaneously working but also feeling weird and janky, because it feels so not shoehorned in, because I think it actually works. And that is probably the most interesting thing about his character, is that he is like a control freak, and like it gives him actually like a thing to do and something for her to react off of. But I think they kind of, they had the gimmick and then they're like, okay, we don't need anything else. She's hot. Yeah. He's hot. And like, that's all we need.
Yeah. Cause the only moment where they are like happily together is because at the reception dinner, Sean shows up so that he's like annoyed and his speech doesn't go over well. And like, they don't, I feel like, you know, I just want them to be a little bit more cutesy, and almost like I want her to sort of like clearly, even if she doesn't love that it's happening, sort of love that he loves what the wedding is important to him. Like, he's doing it because it's about his mom, right? I don't know. And but then they do have this moment where he's working on the pineapple centerpieces and she's like getting undressed behind him and he turns around. And I thought there's some funny lines in this movie. I thought that some of the actual joke writing was very, very good. She reaches for something and he goes, "Why is it so sexy whenever you're reaching for something? I don't understand." But that's like really one of the only scenes where they seem in love with each other. And I guess part of my problem with the movie, and I did like this movie, so just, you know, if you're like getting mad at me, relax.
Boo, Greg.
That their love for each other, the only time we see them like super, super in love with each other, it's actually about how attractive they are rather than the qualities about each other that make them like work well together. I think is like part of my issue with the setup to this movie. Cause I actually think if you just like spend a little bit more time at the beginning setting up some of this stuff, the rest of the movie actually works really, really well to build off that. So that's just where I feel like the movie is like missing its mark a smidge. And again, I think it's fun and it's a good movie. I don't think it's as good as either Marry Me or Ticket to Paradise would be my bet at the moment.
Yeah. I think it's, God, I'm not ready to rank yet, but I think to your point about the like their relationship, like it is very kind of art, not superficial in that way, in a sense, right? Of just like they're attracted to each other because they're both really attractive. So like how there's almost like this logic hanging above them, like how could they not be attracted to each other? But that's not, you know, it's not enough for a movie to sustain. And I think they're, like you said, it's like they started maybe like a step later, but I certainly want the movie to be longer. That's for sure.
Well, fair. I know every time we do this, where I'm like, the movie is too long. I think also they're missing a bunch of scenes.
We want what we want, Grace. We have a lot of complicated feelings about a lot of things.
Well, here's the most cutesiest moment of the beginning of the movie is kind of like Sean and Darcy speaking Balinese to each other, like their little joke, right? Like we don't see any of that between Darcy and Tom. We don't see any of the the cutesy stuff.
She definitely has more chemistry with Lenny Kravitz's character, Sean. So sorry, Josh. He's just falling in the rankings.
Sorry.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, wait. Do we think that J-Lo, I genuinely feel this way. And I was like, this was one of those moments where I'm like, I told my friend to pause the movie. I was like, I have an idea.
Uh-huh. And so I can't hear. He's like, okay, let's pause the movie. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Can J-Lo be
wow, like somebody doesn't know J-Lo. That's pretty embarrassing.
Is J-Lo gonna be an action star? Because
I think,
like I keep saying, she's great at the comedy stuff. She's shown it time and time again. In my opinion, she's great at the drama stuff, but like, she feels more at home in the comedy. This is like a little subsection of the comedy where it's like, let's, you know, give her some boots and have her run around like Lara Croft with a gun. Like, she seemed to be having fun. I'm like, I would see this movie. I'm basically giving away free money here. Like, if you can make this movie, you should make a movie with her, and she's an action star.
So is Hustlers the one where she, like, it seemed like she was gonna win, then she doesn't win?
She was gonna get Oscar nominated. Yeah, Hustlers.
And she doesn't get nominated. Is that right?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I feel like this might be a smart move here by J Hustlers, like 2019. Like, it's not like 15 years. It's not the comeback like 15 years ago.
Anything before COVID was like a million years ago.
That's actually quite true. So, but to like do these ones that are like, this one is good. I think people will watch it, and people will not be as critical, I think, as I'm being about this movie. Or if they are, it's not really the point of this movie. Like, yeah, obviously it's a rom-com, but so much of it is about A, the actiony stuff, which I do think she's really good at, and then B, there is this ensemble nature-ish to this movie that I think works to its advantage as well. It does not feel like this movie, in the same way that Ticket to Paradise really was on the shoulders of those two stars, I think rightly so, if you have Julia Roberts and George Clooney. This doesn't feel like it's like on the two of their shoulders in the same way, because you have Jennifer Coolidge and Darcy Carden and Cheech Marin. Like, you have all these Lenny Kravitz, you have all these other people in the movie. And so, yeah, I wonder if we're leading up to like, okay, just take J-Lo seriously again. And then, you know, I could see her like bagging a big serious role that like they're trying to get. I mean, if Andrew Riseborough,
oh my God,
can be nominated.
Yes, so can she J-Lo. Was. She was nominated for Golden Globes for Hustlers, but yeah. To that point about the cast, I think it's absolutely spot on. And then, like, some of the respectfully, the B players, the not the headliners, but just some of the family, the friend, like her. I'm thinking of her sister in the movie. Yeah. Played by Jamie Rivera. No, Jamie Rivera is her name. She's played by Callie Hernandez. So funny. Like, there's this whole subplot where like she slept with, I don't know, one of the groomsmen.
It's his best man, friend. Isn't it?
But yeah,
isn't
his
it?
Best man. Yeah. It's like, again, very wedding movie, you know, like people hooking up in the wedding party. I mean, perhaps real wedding, but whatever. And then like the bit where he's like, because then they're all being held hostage in the pool at one point by these like terrorists, and he keeps coming up behind her and be like, "Hey, I texted you this morning, and you didn't text me back."
They're in the pool with like their phones like destroyed. He's like, "You didn't text me back." It's pretty weird. Yeah,
so stupid. But it's so good.
I do like him as
good actors getting to do like really really stupid bits. And the Jennifer Coolidge point. I think the funniest I laughed, certainly at her in this movie, but one of my biggest laughs overall was they're in the pool and the head terrorist guy is like, which one of you is Robert? And
Robert,
because, you know, everyone's like, whatever, let's not engage with them. Uh-huh. And she's like, Robert, he's calling you.
Robert, he's calling your name, Robert. Yeah, it's so good. It's so funny. She does it twice, I believe, in the movie.
Yes, she does it the second time. And the first time, I just lost it. Because you kind of see it coming. And then by that point, she has really settled into her Jennifer Coolidge-ness. It's almost like earlier they
they wanted her to be too much. Like, she was very frantic in the beginning, Jennifer Coolidge's character, in a way that just wasn't working for me. Like, usually Jennifer Coolidge can do anything and it's fine, but there was something about like her energy, and they had her scream a couple times. It's like, I don't need that. But here in this moment where she's being just like silly Jennifer Coolidge, it's gangbusters.
I mean, this is, you know, the sort of aloof woman is exactly what I want Jennifer Coolidge. And at the beginning, she's like so frantic about the wedding. I did think the exchange where she gives the cake knives, and later, and this is mostly a J-Lo line read that I just thought was really good, because they've been fighting off the enemy. And when she's like, and Carol, I love these cake knives. I think it cuts back and Carol is holding a machine gun and she goes, I know. And she's like, it's really good. We also do get like full on slow-mo Carol shooting a gun.
At the
pirates running away. I thought that was great.
I feel like somewhere, I guess mild spoilers for White Lotus season two, skip ahead like 15 seconds, but Mike White must have been pointing at the screen being like, oh my God, I already gave her a gun. I did that first.
Do you know what? I was thinking, I know Jennifer Coolidge has been in stuff for a very long time. It has been great. And it's really the White Lotus that I feel like where she gets her breakout. And I saw her in this, and I have not watched The Watcher. Did you watch The Watcher? She was supposedly in that.
No, I'm hesitant to give my heart over to Ryan Murphy because he stomped on it so many times, but.
I don't know. He was at the Golden Globes. Gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award. And
breaking my heart.
I did feel at the energy at the beginning. I did feel this like at the beginning, a bit of offness about Jennifer Coolidge, and I was like, oh my God, does she only need to be directed by Mike White now? Can she only be
That's
in my?
True.
Which is not true.
She wasn't working for me. I think it's true.
I know
she wasn't working for me in the beginning. So your point is incredibly well taken, and seems like the only logical explanation for what happened.
As if she hasn't been like amazing in any other thing that hasn't been directed by Mike White. Like, I apologize for that.
I'm in almost the next like room.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. Cheech Marin, I thought was enjoyable as like rich old man. I did think that a plot hole in the movie when they're like, please send over $45 million. And they're like, he's like, I don't have that money. And they're like, no, we've Googled you. Your net worth is $60 million. That's a bit of a misunderstanding about how net worth.
I literally thought his next line was going to be like, yeah, but that's all like in assets and blah, blah, blah. Like, he's going to get into a whole thing that then he would have just like gotten shot in the air. But I am actually glad that kind of, for the most part, goes away.
I don't
away.
Need it. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that kind of just falls away. Like, even like the Harriet, I think, right, is a Darcy Carden character. Uh-huh. She kind of just becomes like a little bit more evil for evil's sake. And I lost track a little bit of like the logic in a way that I was totally fine with because I was having a good time. It wasn't like, oh, I'm confused. It was like, who cares? Like,
she's super mustache twirly at the end of the
end. She gets to have fun against like Lenny Kravitz. Come on.
I kind of love that. I did like Sonia Braga, who plays Darcy's mom. There's a really great moment. And actually, I think Jennifer Coolidge starts this, where she stands up and they're like, we're going to take a hostage. You know, we're going to kill a hostage. And she stands up and she's like, take me. I'm a mother. And, you know, she starts listing off all these adjectives. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I saw this. And if you humanize yourself, you will not be, they will not have the heart to kill you. And so then more people start standing up. And when Renata, Sonia Braga, stands up and is like, I am a woman with beautiful hair, and like, and then she can't think of anything else, and I think it's her daughter.
Her daughter is like, you're a mother.
I thought that was very funny. I thought that was very good.
There were so many little moments like that where, like you said, the joke is very sharp and just like funny and in context and in the situation, very, very funny and like really working in a way that is like constantly refreshing, where you don't need J-Lo doing all the work, you know, making you laugh, because all these other actors can handle it. Another one I want to call out, we already talked about Ricky, but we do get Margie and Ace at the end, who are basically like the couple, the stand-in couple the older stand-in couple that teaches our main couple a lesson about marriage and how important it is to save yourselves from the terrorists.
These are the employees, is
yes
that right?
I believe so.
Yeah, they're pretty fun. I think, does Marge eventually marry them? Is that not right? They also give him the information.
Yes, it seems like Marge is the one who does eventually marry them once they defeat the bad guys.
She's the one who also says, gives Tom the information that, like, they came here a couple weeks ago. This is pretty funny. I did like this.
Oh, yes. So they came a couple weeks ago. Yes. Yeah. The reveal that the pirates had already been there. And then that he knew, that Josh Duhamel's character knew, that was actually, like, a legitimately incredible twist for me. I was like, wow, he knew? That's actually really messed up.
I think that's bad. That's bad for making me sympathetic about Tom at all. Yeah, so she's like, yeah, they came a few weeks ago, and they normally just, like, loot in 20 minutes. And so then he can't, that they're like, they can't understand why they would be doing all of this extra stuff. And I think they're both, like, I think she's like, so, wait, so it got looted like 2 weeks ago and you still like, you didn't you tell us and still like, I love it. Which I think is very, it's actually, I think, kind of a, and like, what else are they supposed to do? You know, this is what they're like living, is to like do tourism to place. I think it's
very funny. Like, if anything, it would make sense that they'd be more desperate to have this wedding there because of the pirates and like perhaps the bad reputation. Like, they need it badly.
Yeah. Yeah. So anything else about Shotgun Wedding? You like the name? Do you like the name? Does that work? Because I definitely did think that they were going to be forced to marry each other. I did think that.
Oh, like from the outside?
Yeah, I thought it would be a shotgun wedding that then there are shotguns.
Yes.
But it wasn't
It's certainly on the nose. I don't dislike the title now, having seen the movie. Yeah. I thought it was fine. I'm still talking about the title. I'm like literally leaving. I'm reacting in real time.
It did annoy me at the beginning that the graphic is, so it's like shotgun wedding, and then it's a grenade, which the grenade is important to this movie.
I am so glad you brought up the grenade, because I had forgotten about this, and this is, they managed to save it, but like, basically she has this grenade in her hand, and they can't, and the pin is falling out, so she's literally holding the grenade. Her holding the grenade is what's keeping them safe, right? Because the I can't remember what it's called, the handle is still on. So at some point they're like, oh, we can't throw it because we can't make sure that it's not going to explode near us. Fine, I'm with you so far. Then they climb this like huge structure and they're in the middle of the jungle. Just throw off the grenade. Like, it takes them so long. And thankfully, like a full five minutes later, they're like ziplining against right over these bad guys who are shooting at them. And she's able to throw the grenade. But like, the fact that she dropped her phone off that structure and not the grenade is insane to me. Like, in the moment, I was like, oh my God, this is like my first like big plot hole. They need to blow up this grenade right now.
Yeah, we've seen this one. We've seen the grenade is in your hand. There's a moment where he relays a story of like, remember when there was a spider in my hair and you didn't tell me right away, so I wouldn't freak out. Yeah. It's cute. Yeah, it's fun. Do you know that there were two other people who were potentially going to be starring in this movie instead of Josh Duhamel? Do you know that?
Was it Scarlett Johansson and did she play the grenade?
You got me. I didn't know. That was not a setup for a ScarJo joke, but well, very well done. She couldn't have been cast as Josh Duhamel because she was cast as the grenade. Come on. No. So initially this movie, Ryan Reynolds got attached to star. Tom.
I can so see it. I actually can see some of these lines. Oh God, sorry. I have to say it. I think Ryan Reynolds would have been better. I'm sorry, Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, I don't know if I see. Yeah, no, I would see. I think it would have been very fun to see Ryan Reynolds and J-Lo in a rom-com. I think that would have been better. Ryan Reynolds ultimately had to pull out, and he served as an executive producer on this film, and they replaced him with somebody else. This happened in October of 2020. And I will tell you that this man had to be removed because he got canceled.
Stop. Oh my God. So like, he was going to be in the movie and then he got canceled.
There were some allegations came out against
him. Was it Louis C.K.? No. Okay. It was, sorry.
Can't get Ryan Reynolds.
Not Taron Egerton. The other one.
The one that was in West Side Story. No. What's his name?
No, he was in
Ansel Elgort.
No, it was not. It may be a little young for, but he was in a movie that's that we covered. This man was in Death on the Nile. This is Armie Hammer was scheduled be in the lead role before
he would have been like, don't throw the grenade. Let's just eat these people. And we don't have to throw the grenade at that.
The movie,
we didn't cover Death on the Nile. And I technically still haven't seen it. But last night, it was on one of those movie channels. And I watched 5 minutes of it. And I was like, yikes. And I changed the channel.
Okay. We didn't cover Death on the Nile? Wow. Why did I think we covered Death on the Nile?
I believe we were so close to covering it. And then somehow we didn't because I've never seen this movie.
Why else would I have saw it in movie theaters? Anyway,
sorry, Grace, for leaving you alone on that one.
That's fine. I think that Shotgun Wedding, I think it's pretty fun. I know it sounds like I'm super critical of it. It's fun. It's not doing great on Rotten Tomatoes, but
we stan a complicated relationship with art. And what is that if not this?
Yeah, this is what happens now. And I watch a movie. I'm like, I loved it. Here are five problems I have.
Right. I love this movie. Was it as good as my favorite movie of all time? No. Like, do I recommend it?
Well,
in this case, yes.
Well, I do feel like this is a thing of cinema and all media that gets made right now is that you either have to, it either has to be the best thing that ever got made or it's bad. And that's just not true.
Bad,
this has flaws and it was still fun and good. So,
I agree. And is that not just a microcosm of life? Flawed, but good.
Yeah. Well, if rom-coms are back, we've certainly mentioned countless times on this podcast, Arrow, that horror movies are back. I'm very excited for what we're doing next week.
Yes.
We're going to try to cover Infinity Pool with Mia Goth and Alexander Skarsgård. At least Mia Goth, a horror icon at the moment.
As far as we are concerned, I agree.
Yeah, and then Skarsgård comes, a horror family. I thought this was going to be actually maybe, what's his name from Barbarian? But no, it's the big name one.
But he just won the direct, I can't, the name escapes me now, but the director of Barbarian just...
Yes.
There was like a bidding war for his next movie. So,
Yes.
He's hopefully that comes out soon because I'm greedy.
And this one, this movie comes from Brandon Cronenberg, the son of David Cronenberg. So, should be fun. We'll chat about Infinity Pool next week.
There were no Infinity Pool. Actually, I think there was an Infinity Pool in this movie. I think they were all standing in an Infinity Pool, technically.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, would it have been the title for this movie?
I don't love when TV shows or movies have names where it's not immediately the first thing that will pop up for me. Because when I did search Infinity Pool earlier today, I did get advertisements for Infinity Pools and not the movies. So,
for Infinity War. Oh, I see the actual product, Infinity Pool.
Yeah.
What a time. The internet is broken.
All right, Ariel, what else you got going on and where can people find you?
Oh, yeah. I am on Twitter at that other Ariel. I am covering Dark. You mentioned Dark randomly in the middle of this podcast because, of course, you did. Me and the aforementioned DM Philly are covering that, the Netflix highly regarded German TV series. It's 26 episodes. We go full spoilers. We welcome you, but you should have watched the show before you step in, if possible. And then also covering Poker Face with you and had a fun first episode, podcast. And then we're going to have another podcast episode for the next few that they released this week. So I'm excited to watch and talk about those.
Mm-hmm. I am covering The Last of Us, doing the recaps with Mike, and the Video Game Club with Taryn, Mayfair Witches with Rich, and everything else you mentioned. I have Game Night over on Rob as a podcast. We play board games with RJP personalities, so check that out. I'm on Twitter at Hi From Grace. We'll be back next week with some coverage of Infinity Pool. Until then, I'm Grace, that's Ariel, and this is Poetry with Steven.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.